happening this May 10th, this Tuesday, 9:40 in the Twin Towns. And we have our friends from the Kinship Amazing Race. And look, the fun thing is that the microphone sometimes just parts the seas. I got an entire squad in here. We'll start with our fearless leader, Rebecca, coming in, talking to us about the 16th Amazing Race. 16, sweet 16, right?
Yes, 16 years. I can't even believe it.
Now, let's start, because we had the, the introductory question. Why is it called the Amazing Race? And you had a really good answer for me.
Yes. So back when I started Kinship, we were sort of grant dependent, and we realized we don't want to be grant dependent, right? That's not good. We want to be sustainable, because this need will go on and on. And so we wanted to brainstorm a fundraiser that would be really fun, family friendly, something different. And I was talking to one of my board members, and we were like, oh, what should we do? Like, we kind of talked through a trash lawn around, but we wanted normal people to do it. We wanted it to be fun. We wanted it to be for families. And we were like, yeah, kind of like the CBS Amazing Race. And our eyes got huge, and we looked at each other, and we were like, the Amazing Race, like, why not?
Perfect.
Twin Town version.
It looks a lot of fun. It's approximately 3.5 mile race course around Breckenridge Wabedon. And now, Julie, you said you've been part of it for 4 years?
Yes, I do the family division. There's a competitive and there's a family division, and I've done it with my boys for the last 4 years, and we have a lot of fun.
I imagine. Now tell me what the family division looks like versus the competitive division.
Family division has someone under the age of, help me out, Rebecca, under the age of 12.
12 or under.
Okay.
And then the competitive, you don't need anyone under the age of 12.
See.
And they're a little bit more serious than we are.
I was looking at it because, I'm a competitive guy. I was like, all right, if I was going to do this, I don't have a family, so who would I be tag teaming with somebody, or would I have to go find people to join and do the competitive? Look, I'm a pretty competitive guy, so I think I could come out pretty high.
There's some good competition this year, so I want to see you. You just challenged yourself. You're going to find friends, anywhere from 4 to 6 people. Friends, family members. You could have a KBMW team.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
If you're on a softball squad, you could get some of your softball buddies. You could have a softball. You could do whatever, however you want to make it up.
You know what I need to do? I need to go talk to the people of the newspaper, because I know they've got a couple of premier athletes, and then, myself, and I'll grab Bloffist, grab Turner with me, and
yes.
we'll have a team going.
You can't just, though, recruit athletes, because some of the challenges are, like, you can, but you also want someone who's, like, maybe good with puzzles.
Ooh.
Or you want someone who's maybe good. One of the obstacles that we pulled ahead a couple years ago, pulled ahead from my sister's team, so that was very sweet, was at the library, and it was like word scrambles and more of riddle solving. And so we got to have a variety of strengths on your team.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about the race, is there's 8 different challenges, so they're all going to be different, and that's going to level the playing field. So they might be athletic, they might be chance, they might be a little more like trickier or academic. So,
Dane just brought up one that you need. Dane has already volunteered. What are you going to do for us this year, Dane?
I am going to try whatever they have at the zoo.
Yeah, so the zoo always has one of the obstacles, and not traditionally, you often have to eat something very questionable.
Just one person.
So
make sure you have someone like Dane, a little crazy or competitive, right?
Yep.
Now, Dane and Odin, you guys can come up, step up to the microphone. Now, you guys have competed in the Amazing Race before. Is that correct, boys?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, how old are you guys?
I'm 12.
I'm 9.
All right. So this is kind of fun for the whole family. This is not like you got to be a teenager to be competing in this. This is something that anybody can be doing. And Dane, you've already said that you signed up for the eating the questionable stuff. I'm excited. Odin, what is your strength in this amazing race?
More of the puzzles than the athletic stuff.
Hey, that's fine, too.
I'm the athletic one.
You got to put your name on it. I like that. Stamp your name, the athlete. Dane, I love that.
Please let people know that, like, most of the races on bike, you don't have to be an athlete. And you can do it whatever pace you want. We had a gal who, she just finished chemo, and her mom had passed away, and her mom loved the CBS Amazing Race. And so she did it to celebrate being done with chemo and to honor her mom. And she was dead last, but I've probably never seen anyone more happy. She just did it to have fun, to honor her mom, to celebrate, that she was done with chemo. So you choose why and what rate and how you're going to do it, and you just have fun with it.
That is so sweet. Now tell people where they can register, where they can get this information to, get the team together.
You're going to just go online, www.rwkinship.org, and there is a race registration right on that page.
Perfect stuff. Now, the entry fee is $250 for the group. I feel like that's very reasonable. That's very fun, and it helps raise money. Tell them again what this is raising money for.
Right, because it is a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We're actually, this is our fundraiser to raise money to allow youth in the community who need mentors to be mentored all year. So it's a great cause. And so if you have five people on your team, that's $50 each. You're going to... find a sponsor if you want to, call grandma and grandpa if you want to. I had one dad say, well, I can't take my family to Fargo, go to a movie, go to the mall with the girls, take them out to eat, buy all the gas it takes. He's like, and this event is so much more fun. My kids talk about it all year. He goes, I'd happily write out the check for this rather than a trip to Fargo. So, hey, however you want to do it.
That's what we love to see. And, guys, I will see you guys out there when we're competing. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It's the 16th amazing race. It's a fundraiser for the Kinship Foundation. I want to get that correct for you.
And Wilkin Kinships. It's a youth mentoring program.
Great stuff. Guys, and that's Thursday, June 2nd. So we got a little bit of time. Yep. You guys can get your teams together. But
Monday's the team deadline. Please register Monday so we can order our T-shirts, our medals, our picnic food, all our fun stuff.
Lots of prizes, too. We didn't even
Lots
mention.
Lots of prizes.
There's a lot of great prizes.
Hit them
what
with
did you guys get last bucket?
We always go for the, what's the place in Fargo that you... drive around the track. Help me out.
Oh, Thunder Road.
Thunder Road. We always go for the experience prizes.
Yes,
we also got
most of them are.
Movie tickets last year, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was fun.
There's lots of fun prizes
and
coming
your
way.
And we did it with the Hall Foots.
Dane, do you want to remind everyone why we do the Kinship Amazing Race? Who is it for?
Kinship.
Yeah, and who's Kinship for? we
practice this. So they can mentor kids.
Yeah.
We'd love to see that, guys. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For having us.
You're listening to 1450 KBMW.